prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
All right, Guardians of the Geekery, we have sort of survived day three and day four. Dragon Con.
Dragon Con.
It is officially the last day of Dragon Con.
Yes, and we're at that sad part where the hallways start to echo again, and you can get in the elevator easily. And
there's nothing but a don't panic sign on Dragon Con TV.
Oh, no.
You didn't see that? It's just...
No.
It just says don't panic.
Well, I did buy this streaming, so we could probably finagle this, yeah. All right.
So we haven't posted day two as of this recording, but we do have it recorded. So
day three, I don't think we recorded it all.
We didn't record it all day three. So Saturday was a little bit tough. So we hid away, but Sunday I actually went to quite a few panels.
You was the dedicated con goer.
Yep, I went to four panels on Sunday. I got to see Elton Brown. I got to see the cast from. I got to see Alex Kingston and Karen Gillan. Arthur Darvall was also supposed to be there. It was supposed to be a Pond family reunion. Mm. Unfortunately, he had to take an early flight out, so it was just the two girls, which was just as fun. John Barrowman popped in for the Billy Piper one, so we got to see both of them. And then
you hijacked that one for about 15 minutes. And
we started the day with Matt Smith, so it was a day of who for me.
and then
that night we came back and watched The Masquerade. Well, you guys watched The Masquerade.
Yes, you
succumbed to the
your eyelids.
I succumbed to the con cred,
yeah.
And which I fully have now. So, you know, it was a good day for me as far as panel watching. I got to see a lot of stuff. I did end up taking Susan Mahaffey for a little bit of a ride. She was sitting in the seat in front of me, and I had my cart, and I was trying to hit the reverse, and I hit the forward. And then Matt was like, "No, honey," and I'm like, "Okay, your talking is not helping," and so I ended up giving her about a 3-foot ride in a chair. So good to know that the scooter can handle that. But anyway, I gave one other girl a ride because she kept doing that little mincing, cutesy step in front of her boyfriend, and it looked like she was going, and she was not. Mm-hmm. But my scooter hit her in the butt.
Oh.
So there you go. But other than that, it was pretty good. And then, of course, today I woke up full con cred mode, so I watched a lot of Dragon Con TV, which is the blessing of Dragon Con.
Yes.
That even if you can't venture out in the crowd because of social anxiety or sickness or whatever, hangovers.
You have the opportunity to see some of the bigger panels on Dragon Con TV.
Yeah. So, Carol, what did you do?
Yesterday, I went and saw two of my favorite artists in the Art of the Tiki panel. They're at Yenneker and Shag. And I collect both of... I collect prints from both guys. But I love Tiki art. So that was a very fun panel to sit in on. And then I went to the Vintage Vogue fashion show.
Mm.
Which was kind of an alternative history fashion show, which was also very fun and very, very, very intricate costuming fashion show. It was very nice. Then I got bashed in the ankle by some dude in the street. And limped
and
my way back.
And he drew blood.
It's better. It's not bad. It's just a scrape. It was just annoying because it was right at the
It's just
wrong,
a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound, but it was right at the wrong place because every shoe I wore just rubbed. And my feet were hurting anyway because of all the walking I had done. But after that, I kind of kicked back and just enjoyed the crowd for a little bit. We watched The Masquerade, and then I snuck out late night just to go see some of the crowds and happened upon a video room showing Twin Peaks and watched that, the finale, and then just kind of made my way back and slept a little bit. I am leaving today. You are kicking back and leaving tomorrow. So this morning I went and saw Alex Kingston, which was very fun. She's very, I would say user-friendly, fan-friendly.
Oh, no.
She's very fan-friendly. And it was nice to see her on a Monday morning because I didn't have to wait an hour in line. it was a pretty, it was a good crowd, but it was not a full room. So we were able to get in right before it started and had very good seats for one of the big screens. So, but she was giving bananas and sunglasses again today, because she has a little quiz show that she does during her panel. No. She will ask questions and give you prizes if you know them. So, and Tiffany Tiffles, you'll be very, very happy. The very first question that was asked of her was a Gilmore Girls question. So, nice. Yeah, I immediately IM'd Tiffany.
Oh, cool.
What was the question?
It was a question, because she was in the reunion, apparently. And they asked what it was like to come into an already previously established...
Mm.
I mean, I suppose it goes for Who as well. But going into something that... Because Gilmore Girls, Who is a very huge fan base. Gilmore Girls, I think, is a more niche.
Oh, yeah.
But, and she answered that. She was kind of grateful that... Yeah, she had a couple ER questions, too. Mm. So,
well, and she was also in Arrow, because she plays the mother.
Oddly, nobody asked her Arrow questions. There's a lot of ER questions. I thought it was kind of odd that there was a lot of ER questions.
I've never been able to be asked before.
Yeah, and I had totally forgotten that her first episode of ER was the live episode.
Mm.
And somebody asked, what was it like to not only just be thrown into this hectic show, but to be on the one that was live? And she said she actually didn't have a problem because she had just come off a theater background, and it was like,
oh, okay.
So what? You're just pointing a camera at me. But she was very... That was a very fun panel.
Yeah.
And then I wandered the dealer's room a little bit.
You also wandered the dealer's room a little bit over at the America's Bar.
Yeah, Friday night, which was good. I went about 5 o'clock, and it closed at 7, so I was just by myself, so I got to... I cruised through all of it, all three floors in 2 hours, which... And I didn't buy... I bought two things. Anyway, and then and then today I just ran through there really quick. And it was crowded, but I was just going for the Dragon Con store to get the streaming. So
yeah, I did spoil myself a little bit.
Yeah.
And as a result, I won't be able to reserve a room tomorrow.
Yo, you got some cool stuff, though. Mack book.
Yeah, I did pick up David Mack's sketchbook and some Derek Prince. This is just a walking cough. This is not a... Concrete.
Thank gosh.
This is just because I've hit 10,000 steps.
We did not sleep together. Well, we slept in the same room, but not in the same bed.
This is because I've hit 10,000 steps for the last 5 days, and my body's not used to that.
Oh.
I need to get my body used to that.
Agreed, everybody.
So,
yeah,
all in all, I thought it was a very fun con.
It was a very fun con. A little different con. Not so urgent. I think we've all gone enough now that it's like... You see what you see, you enjoy what you can and what you can't, you don't get upset about.
Yeah, the con is what you make of it, and I've been going to cons for a long time, over 30 years, so, I mean, a lot of the Next Generation and Star Trek guests I've seen previously, so I don't feel that urgent need to stand in line for those panels. And that's kind of nice, you get to go see little panels, you get to...
Yeah.
Get to just wander around and look at people.
Yeah, every person that I wanted to see, I got to see, whether it was here or on Dragon Con TV, and that was fine. And what I didn't get to see, I could catch up on.
Yeah.
So,
I was
with the
really,
streaming
service. Yeah, I was really blown away with both Matt Smith and Billy Piper. They were just so good, especially with kids. They were just so incredibly awesome with them, and then Matt Smith doodles the whole time he's talking and answering questions, and somebody asked him about it, and they were like, what do you doodle? And he showed his, like, these little faces. He draws faces, and he said, you want to come up and have these? And gave it to him. That was pretty fast and pretty soon in the thing, and he handed it, and he goes, now, he had two of them. He said, now, the only thing I ask is you give it to the other one to a complete stranger. Nobody you're sitting with, just a complete stranger. And she just walked and just handed one in the front row, and it was like...
Yeah.
But, yeah,
they did that. And then Matt Smith, the best question that he got asked was somebody asked him, how is the TARDIS? It was a little kid asked how the TARDIS was bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
And so he had to finally answer it was Gallifreyan magic. So
that
he couldn't tell him because if he did, then the angels would have to touch him.
Wow, threaten the kid, Matt. Damn.
That's right.
But with that, we are going to sign off from DragonCon 2017.
Yes, we're
going
to head home.
Yes, I'm going to head home. I got about a 4-hour drive ahead of me. And
then we'll head out in the morning.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, and now there's another convention called Football.
Yeah.
In the thing. There's a bunch of people in orange in the lobby. It was very scary.
And I have to say, the Marriott immediately started cleaning. Mm. They had actually cordoned off the bar area. So they could clean the carpets, which, again, Marriott, really stupid choice of carpet. It shows every spilled drink. The whole purpose of a hotel carpet is so you don't notice the spilled drinks. That's why they're so busy. This carpet is just brown and beige stripes, and it's every drink that's spilled, you see it.
I predict a very short life for that.
Yeah. But they had the entire Pulse bar cordoned off while they were cleaning the carpets this morning. Because I was going to go and sit at the bar, because I figured there wouldn't be that much of a line for Alex Kingston this morning. I was like, if I just go sit at one of the tables at the bar, I can just sneak in once everybody's in. I'm like, I can't do that because all the chairs are gone and it's all cordoned off.
That's crazy.
So, I met some friends, we got some quick lunch, and then we were like, oh, there's 10 minutes, we can go hit that panel. I'm like, let's go sneak in. And we did. So
cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, thank you. We hope you enjoyed this special week of stuff. We'll have regular podcasting this Wednesday. So. Yes.
And I'll say, if you haven't got a Dragon Con, give it a shot. But definitely prime yourself with some smaller cons first.
Yes.
So, all right.
Bye.
Bye.